Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. Coming up, the head of the Massachusetts State Police suggests a new way to try to stem opioid overdose deaths. We'll hear from Police Colonel Timothy Albin. But first, the move to require voters to approve Boston's bid for the Olympics is gathering momentum. In a surprise move today, the group leading the effort to bring the Olympics to Boston in 2024 joined the call for a ballot question. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports.
The first calls for a referendum came from opponents. Then some politicos endorsed the idea. And now leaders of the Olympic bid are on board, too.
We believe now is the time that 2024 would like to propose a referendum.
That's John Fish, who chairs the group Boston 2024, speaking to the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce this morning. He says he wants a statewide vote, but Boston would have veto power.
If the statewide referendum passes, but the voting bloc in Boston doesn't want the Olympics, we want to host the Olympics.
Fish says the citizens of Massachusetts ought to feel a sense of trust in the Olympic bid, and a referendum is a way to have a candid conversation.
If the citizens of Massachusetts don't want the Olympic Games, the International Olympic Committee does not want to bring those games to an area that they're not wanted.
The latest WBUR poll showed only 36% of Boston-area residents support the Olympics. Chris Dempsey co-chairs the group No Boston Olympics, and he welcomes today's surprise, but he has some worries.
Our concern is that they'll be able to flood the airwaves in a presidential election year. And, you know, we think that this debate should be had on the merits, not on who has a bigger microphone.
Dempsey says his group would like to work with Boston 2024 to ensure the language that's crafted is accurate.
It's very clear that there's a difference between questions like, do you want some cotton candy and do you want to buy some cotton candy?
The Boston Olympic boosters want this to be a team sport and say they're convinced the more people learn about the bid, the more they'll support Team Boston Olympics. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.